Ted Cruz, Joe Biden's alias scandal counters establishment media's propaganda narrative. By Wendell Hasebo on August 30, 2023. The establishment media have failed to report on President Joe Biden's email aliases because it counters their official propaganda narrative. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, recently said about the growing email scandal. Joe Biden used the aliases Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware to share government information and discuss business with Hunter Biden and associates, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which filed a lawsuit to compel the National Archives, NARA, to turn over the emails. After the bombshell story erupted Monday night, the establishment media spent little time covering the story. In the first two pages of Google search results, no story was found from the New York Times, Washington Post, or CNN with the search terms Joe Biden email aliases, as of around noon on August 30. We've seen the corporate media completely silent on this. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, they don't cover it. It's not news. Why? Cruz questioned on verdict with Ted Cruz. Because it counters their official propaganda line. And so they just utterly ignore it. The Biden White House has not even tried to suggest a legitimate explanation for this, he added. We haven't seen Joe Biden answer a question about this because the Biden White House believes he is not accountable to the American people. Cruz argued there is no legitimate reason Joe Biden would need to use an official government email address to communicate with Hunter Biden about his work in Ukraine. In one email sent to Joe Biden in 2016, Robert L. Peters received a message that CC'd Hunter Biden about Ukraine. The email includes an attachment with the vice president's schedule, indicating that he had spoken by phone to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Poroshenko is the same individual who fired a Ukrainian prosecutor investigating Burisma Holdings, the company that paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to sit on its board. Joe Biden bragged in 2018 about having the prosecutor fired. If you use a burner email, a fake email, if you use a burner phone, as it's now been reported Joe Biden did, the natural implication is you're trying to hide something, Cruz said. You're trying to get around the law. There's a reason you're hiding who you are. If not, there's no reason to have the fake email. Again, the White House has not attempted to give any innocent explanation for this, he reiterated. And to be honest, I can't imagine what an innocent explanation would be. But their innocent explanation is, well, gosh, we're the White House, and so the media doesn't cover it. While the establishment media are hush-hush about the scandal, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, requested the archives hand over all documents and communications in which then-Vice President Joe Biden used pseudonyms such as Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R.B. Ware. Lawmakers have scrutinized Joe Biden's alias email address since 2021. Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y.A., authors of the 2020 Senate report on the Biden family, issued letters to the White House and NARA requesting the communications from the email addresses on three separate occasions. The White House and NARA refused to reply. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.